Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we have Seth Stossholm with us, who is Assistant Director of Atlantic Parks and Recreation. Good morning to you, Seth.
Good morning, LaVon.
Seth, it's time to plant a tree.
Yes, absolutely. I know on Saturday we're going to be having distribution day for Operation Relief, and we have plenty of trees to sell, and they're retail trees that usually retail for $100 to $130, and we're selling them for $25. So,
and saying that, you know, that usually they're $100, that means they're good-sized trees. You probably don't just bring your Volkswagen unless you can stick it out the window. I mean, you got to think about how you're going to transport it.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll have people there to load the trees for you, and we'll provide that customer service for you. But yeah, they're going to be pretty good-sized trees, and a good way to start off the tree planting.
That's pretty exciting, actually. Good news to know that you're going to take home, not this, you know, if you get a free one, sometimes they're 3 inches tall. This is a big tree with a good start, so that is pretty exciting stuff. So I know that some people ordered them ahead to make sure that they got what they wanted, but you do have quite a few trees left, so anybody who's thinking, I could use a new tree, better get where?
They better come to the Cass County Community Building. We're going to be just in the back parking lot, but we're going to have signs directing people just to where they need to be, and a front table to check in and be able to purchase trees, and then you just drive on through, and we'll have people there to load the trees for you. And that's going to be from 9 to 11 at the Cass County Community Building, just right on the fairgrounds there. Okay. Also, at 10 o'clock, we're going to have a tree planting workshop for you. The district forester, Lindsay Barney, is going to come up from Shenandoah, and she's going to do a tree planting workshop for us.
Really important to get that tree planted right. And, you know, Seth, sometimes, you know, I've planted a few trees in the past, and it's always so tempting just to dig the hole big enough to put the tree roots in. Wrong.
Yeah, no, you want to have the tree hole wide enough, and but not too deep either. The biggest deaths for young trees when they get older, a lot of mortality is from encircling roots and also burying the tree too deep. So you want to have it not too deep, but you also want to have it wide so you can spread the roots out and really
give them a chance.
Yeah,
you know, give them a little chance to get out there and grow. And I think I'm assuming she'll say that. I think this is right. You probably pretty much the depth you planted is where it is now. You can kind of see where that tree has been planted. That's where it wants to be.
Exactly. You don't want to change what the nurseries are already doing.
Right.
They're doing something right. So
to get those tall trees out there. Let's talk about, you mentioned these trees ordinarily would be $100 to $130. Now they're $25. Is there any limit on how many you can purchase?
I know when we were doing the, we like to say there's two per household.
Okay.
So we kind of are limited on just giving out two per household.
Okay.
But, I mean, we have a lot of variety of trees here.
Yeah. So let's talk about those varieties, because I think they're all supposed to be native, or at least the kind that should grow in southwest Iowa. So what are some of our choices?
Yes. Like you said, they are native to Iowa. And that was one of the stipulations for the DNR for the trees chosen for Atlantic. And some of those trees are the hackberry, which is a native shade tree, and it's great resistance for disease and droughts, and it's just a great tree.
Yeah, I think it's
tree.
Been a popular tree. I hear people talking about the hackberries. And what about size on that? Is that kind of, you know, does it get to be a pretty good size tree?
I mean, it's a large growing
okay.
shade tree. So,
okay.
I mean, it does grow. You see it quite often when it just grows wild, but it is a large growing shade
okay.
tree.
And?
Well, we do have a couple different oaks. We have a swamp white oak, which is native and for Iowa, and it does really well in swampy, wet areas. So if you have an area where it's just constant drainage, that's a pretty good tree, good shade tree to grow. Then we also have the chinkapin.
I've never heard of that one before. Chinkapin, that's kind of hard to say.
We've never heard of it. It's a white oak.
Okay.
Comes from white oak family. Has small acorns, and it's relatively fast growing. Fast growing for an oak tree.
But, you know, those really fast growing trees often break easily, so we don't want them too fast growing.
Mm-hmm. Other ones that people might not know are the American hornbeam and the American hoofhornbeam. Those are some smaller growing shade trees. They'll only grow to be 25 feet tall. So, I mean, they be a good tree for the front yard or for just for that purpose. I mean, it's not going to be a big growing tree, so...
And saying, you know, the hackberry is really big, this one's not so big, you know, think about where you're going to put this and the expectations. Sometimes we plant trees and shrubs way too close and because now they're little and forget about how big they're going to be. So it's a good planning point.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, one tree that is good for the fall is the eastern wahoo. It's a native burning bush type
Ooh.
Of tree, and it's multi-stem, and that's also a good one for the front yard. If you don't want to grow a crab tree or anything like that, a eastern wahoo would fit right in. So
it should be really pretty usually this time of year.
This time of year, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's great to add some color along with all the other things. Kind of eventually they're all going to get kind of brown. The grass isn't going to be green, but you have these bright red leaves. It's really, really mm-hmm. adds to your landscape. So a landscaping plan here would be really good, but it's such a great opportunity, Seth, to take part in this Operation Relief, be able to get some trees at a very reasonable price.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you can't get a better deal.
You can't. And of course, the one of the reasons is that we need to keep planting trees, and we want to replace those trees that are going to go away here pretty soon.
Oh yeah, from the emerald ash. Yeah.
Yes.
Hopefully that holds off a little bit longer. We've been pretty lucky so far and hasn't hit us yet, so hopefully we keep holding off.
Yes.
But
I didn't prepare you to answer this question. Do you have any idea on that count, how many ashes we have?
We do not. We just did the data and got the data done about a month ago, but it takes a long time for them to process everything because we'll get just bukus of maps and just information on every tree pretty much in
Good.
The right-of-ways and the parks and everything. So
great.
We're pretty excited about that.
And I know you are mentioning parks. I know that you're planning to get some new trees added in there where you know that's going to be necessary. So
mm-hmm.
that's a part of your whole plan. I think you're working on a 5-year plan for Parks and
Rec. We've been working on a 5-year plan, and one of those plans is trying to put more trees into the parks and just reforesting and just making sure we keep up those assets too in our parks.
Now back to the trees. Let's be sure to mention, I'm not sure we've mentioned that the tree planting workshop, we talked about how important it is to plant that tree appropriately, but you're
yes.
actually going to have a tree planting workshop. And what time is that?
That is at 10 o'clock and it's going to be at the fairgrounds. We'll have instructions there. If you come early, get your tree, we'll give you more instructions on exactly where it's going to be, but it's going to be by the district forester, Lindsay Barney, and she's going to teach everyone how to properly plant a tree for the best health and longevity of that tree.
Yeah,
so.
And you know, you say, well, I've planted a lot of trees, I know all that. Well, you still might learn something new because there's always something new to learn, and I think it'll be interesting to see what she has to say about planting the tree. And then, Seth, I think we sometimes forget we get that tree in the ground that we still need to take care of it for a little while.
Yeah, we need to continue to water it every day until the ground freezes. And if you've been planting trees this summer, it's been a good year to plant trees because of all the rain. So
yeah.
It's really helped us in the parks department. But yeah, you just want to continue to water the tree until that ground freezes and until it goes
mm-hmm.
dormant.
Mm-hmm. And this is for the past planters. If you planted a tree last year, still new tree, you know, you probably need to be watering it. You know, right now we haven't had any rain for quite a while. Those new trees need
mm-hmm.
to water. So you need to kind of keep taking care of those trees when you first plant them and then for the following year or so. So again, Seth, remind us where and when we can come purchase a great tree.
So this Saturday, October 17th, you can come to the Cass County Community Building in the back parking lot. We'll be selling trees.
All right,
and
great.
So if you have any questions, you can give me a call at 712-243-3542 or just email me at s-home@cityofatlantic.com.
Okay. So we want to thank you very much, Seth, for reminding us of this great opportunity on Saturday. Seth Stasholm, who is the Assistant Parks and Rec Director. And until next time, here is a thought. Knowing trees, I understand the meaning of patience. Knowing grass, I can appreciate persistence.